I'll go ahead and get started here. I think that what you saw as far as Joe's comments, you know, what a sad day it is around here. This place will never be the same. I can say that, at least from the inside out, it'll never be the same. But Mr. Bowen has entrusted Joe to take his spot, and he couldn't have appointed a better guy to step in for Pat. Joe's a guy that's bleeds orange and blue, has grew up under Pat Bowlen, knows what Pat Bowlen wants. And so we, as I said, from the inside out, will never be the same. But from the outside in, and the authority that Joe has given me and Mr. B has given me on the football side, our goal is to continue to put the successful football teams on the field that we have and run it the way that Pat Bowlen would want this team run. You know, it's having worked for him for 30 years, it's going to be very hard to not see him walk through those front doors every day. He has. He's given me so much as a player to be able to play for him. And as I said, when I retired, you know, as a player, all you want is an opportunity to be the best and be able to compete for world championships. And as a player, that's what Pat Bowlen's given us. Now, having worked for him for 3 years, he's given us every opportunity, every resource that he has to be able to put the best football team on the football field and compete for world championships. And that's what Pat's all about. You know, I think that when you look at what he's done for this city, what he's done for this state over the last 30 years, what he's done for the NFL as a whole, will never be matched. And the type of guy that he is and the competitive nature that he has is what's made him as a person and this organization what it is today. He is, like I said, he will never be replaced. His shoes will never be replaced, as Joe said. On the football side, he's entrusted that, as well as Joe's entrusted that on me, to do the best we can to fill those shoes. It's a sad, sad day. Pat has been a mentor. He has been somebody that I've looked up to. I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I am today if it wasn't for Pat Bowlen. So we're hoping to see him as much as we can around here. We don't know exactly, as Joe said, what that's going to be. But it is our goal, and we will continue, especially in my position on the football side, to run the football side the way that Pat Bowlen wished it be run. And fortunately, he's been around him for 30 years. I know what he's about and know what he wants. And we will continue to battle and continue to compete on the football side and do our best to win as many football games as we can. So I just can't say enough of what he's done for me and will truly, truly be tough not to see him in here every single day, because I know what this team meant to him. And it was what he was about. Other than his family, it was the most important thing to him in his life. And we're going to continue to take care of it as if he was still here and will always be here. And when he's not here, he'll still be here in soul. So With that said, I'll go ahead and open it up for some questions. Absolutely. I mean, I'd love it to be right next to mine. And, you know, I think that that is at some point in time should happen, especially for what he's done for this league, what he's done for the game of football, because he's been an integral part of the growth of the NFL in the last 30 years. And so that would be the best thing that could ever happen. Well, I mean, I was very fortunate because Pat came and saw me every single day, and he was very interested in knowing what was going on. He wanted to know everything that was going on and was a great listener but also had great advice. I think the thing that when I look at Pat and what I've learned from him up to this point is his ability to go ahead and hire people and allow them to do their jobs and have the security in oneself to be able to hire the best person, give them guidance – with his experience that he's had as a businessman, but also give them the rope to go and be as good as they possibly can be. That's what Pat's done since he's been here. He gives you the resources, number one, to be as good as you can be. Then he gives you guidance when he thinks that you need some guidance. But he's not a guy that's going to walk in your office and say, this is the way we're doing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I want you to do it this way. So he allows you... as I said, with resources, but also allows you with his management style to be the best that you can possibly be.
John, would you be interested in owning the Broncos?
You know what? The family owns the Broncos. Pat Bowlen still owns the Broncos. And we have I have total respect for that. They've hired me to run the football operations, and I'm thrilled to do that. So I work for Pat still, and as well as the Bowlen family, where I'm going to continue to do that. Well, you know, when it was a surprise to me when he said that, but it was probably the most humbling, thrilled feeling I've ever had in my life when we were finally able to win that world championship and Pat handed me to that trophy. And so there will never be a more special time in my career than when he handed me that, said that, and handed me that trophy, because we've been working on it for 15 years and Pat had been here for 14 of those, and to be able to do that was the highlight of my career, I think. And what was the second part of your question?
And
that's where he was a guy that was around, and players wanted him to be around, and he had a relationship with his players, and he was down at practice, and he was at training camp, and so he was one of those. And as a player, you love to see your owner on the field and around, because then you know it means a lot to him. And that's why it meant so much to Pat, and he was around. And so when you, as a player, you see that, it transcends through the whole organization, when the importance of him being there. So, and how important it is to him. And that, you feel that as a player, and the fact that he's got the same goals that we have, and that's to win a world championship. And if it doesn't start at the top with the goal of winning a world championship, you can't. It's very difficult to get that done. Well,
if anybody else had asked, would you be sitting in this chair?
I'm not sure. I think that, when we talked about it, and he thought, obviously there was the lack of experience that I had, but also, growing up through the Arena Football League, and Pat was a partner with me as well as Stan Kroenke, and being able to bounce ideas off of him when I was going through that process, but. He was the one that showed the confidence in the fact that he thought I was ready. And there's always a little bit of doubt there, but especially when you don't have any experience. But, to have the confidence that he had in me to be able to afford me the responsibilities that he afforded me with the Broncos, and he thought I was ready. And that's one great thing that, that Pat had, was the ability. When he made decisions, and he had tremendous instincts. Sometimes you don't know how he got there, but his instincts were tremendous. And when he told me, he says, you're ready and you can handle this job, You know, that was the final say and what got me over the hump.
John, what about the team you built for Mr. Boland here this year? What do you start tomorrow? What do you like about it? What are your concerns?
You know, I think that we're really excited about it, camp. This is obviously a very sad day and with Mr. B. But I think when you everybody coming in, going through the physicals, we're excited about getting started. And, you know, I think when you look at, my position and what I try to do is I try to look from year to year, when we go to camp, are we a better football team on paper? Or do you think you're a better football team on paper than we were the year before? And I think we are. I feel good about the fact that, we're a better football team with the free agents that we signed, as well as the draft, as well as the young guys taking steps from last season, go through the OTA, the offseason program, the improvement in the young guys that we've drafted. And so, I never get too optimistic because this thing changes so fast, and things can change on a dime. So, but I'm excited about the team that we have on the field. I'm excited about the staff, the coaching staff that we have, and be able to get the best out of the guys that we have, and so we're excited about getting started. I will say plus we can put last year behind us. As tremendous as last year was, obviously there's always a bitter taste in your mouth when it ended the way that it ended. And so when we get out on the field and training camp, that officially ends, the 2013 season. We can now get going on the 2014 season. We wanted to do it every season. We've been trying to, we do it every season, and it's the same amount of, urgency that we always have each year going into it. So, but obviously there's 32 teams that have the same, 31 other teams that have the same goals. So.
Hey, John, there are owners all over sports who like to meddle, who like to think they know what's going on the field. As a player or as an executive, did you ever find Pat even trying to meddle?
No. He didn't. He let his football people do that. He was a guy that, he was all ears, because I think when he came into the football business, and he admitted the fact that, he knew about the business side, but he didn't know a heck of a lot about the football side. And he was very always, listening and asking questions. And, he was very good to my father when he hired my father and Jerry Fry back in the back corner in the old building. And, Pat probably spent half his day in there with my dad and Jerry Fry learning about football. And so, Pat was always curious, wanted to know why, but never, would ask the questions, but no, wouldn't, was not a guy that ever came in and meddled. And, now he'd ask you tough questions, and if things weren't going right, he wanted to know why and what we were going to do about it if things weren't going right to get it fixed. And so there was always a gentle, subtle pressure there to know that, the expectations are, if something's not right, to get it fixed. Well, I think that, the players have heard about it today, and I think that, they all, think the same way and understand, how difficult this has got to be for the family. And, I think that the players are going to miss him not being out there all the time. And, but the mindset with those players has been to come back and continue to play well and hopefully get back to the situation we were this year and play a little better than that last one.
Can you share some of the comments that you may have heard from some of the players?
They just came back today, so I really, other than the fact that what I read, you guys write it. I didn't know they went back and looked at the Super Bowl. I still haven't looked at the three I've lost, but they went back and they went back and looked at it. So I think that's, they're able to put that behind them, and which is good. The philosophy was to try to get the best football players with the right mentality. And I think that, You know, we've got to get to be where we're a complete football team, and not, we can't rely on 18 to win it, because he can't win it by himself. And so what I think that what we've done defensively, especially with DeMarcus Ware and the leadership ability there, and Aqib as well as TJ, and the leadership that they brought, that is the defense to have their identity. And they want to have their identity, take pride in what they do, and not have to rely on that offense to, you know, to bail us out. And so I think that if you do that and you get the identity, where our offense definitely had an identity, and I think now with the defensive mentality that we have over there, with the leadership that we have there, that they're going to take pride in what they want to do and create their own identity. And so we had, you know, this offseason was tremendous. The OTAs were tremendous. Marcus came in and, you know, he walked in like he'd been here for 10 years, because that's the kind of guy that he is. And you know, the way Aqib practices and the competitive nature that he has and the mentality, the toughness that he brings, along with as well as TJ on that defensive side, and all our draft picks and all our guys that were here last year. I mean, they you know, I think that they created that in the OTAs and feel that. So, you know, for us to win a world championship, you have to be a great football team, and you got to be well-rounded. And so I think we move closer to that. You know, Seattle is, you know, was a tremendous football team, you know, but this is a new year, and we've got to go out and we got to play the best football that we can play and do what we do best, and how, you know, where the coordinators put our guys in the best situations to be successful, and we'll create our own identity. And we're just, you know, I think that if we continue to do that with the people that we have, then we're going to be able to compete for a world championship.
Do you try to see the defense try to forge that identity in camp, and are you worried about it being too physical?
Well, we got Houston coming in, so, I mean, that'll help hitting somebody else. But, no, I mean, we don't want to, you know, we want to be safe in camp. But I mean, it's going to start here. There's no question about that, and start with the enthusiasm. But, no, we don't want to beat up on ourselves we, you know, hopefully get to the regular season healthy as possible.
John, based on how you won Super Bowls at the end of your career, do you ever think that maybe you guys should do more balance as far as the run game or more physical on offense?
Well, I mean, I think that you always want to have balance. I mean, that's always the goal, is to have balance. But you know, when you're as successful throwing the ball as we were last year, it's hard to argue with that. And I think that, you know, so, yeah, you always want balance. You always work to balance. And you know, I think we'll work to try to get a little bit more balance this year than we had last year. But, well, you know, each game's going to ebb and flow. And you know, we always concentrate on the running game. And we always try to, you know, get that going. And so, you know, that'll be a point of emphasis for training camp. Yeah, there's no question. I think that, you know, it's a matter of everyone coming together and playing together as a team. And, you know, talent-wise, you know, if we get, you know, if Vaughn comes back off the injury, we need Chris Harris to come back. And you know, and then we've got some young guys that need to step up. You know, and I think DeMarcus is healthy. Vaughn needs to be healthy. Those two guys, if they're healthy, or, you know, they're two beasts coming off the edge, or they're tough to deal with. So, you know, the best pass defense is a pass rush. So if we get that going, then, you know, we got a chance to be pretty good on defense.
John, you might be the only guy that can actually answer this question, but over the last two decades of Broncos football, what surrounds this place that makes undrafted free agents come and excel here? You know, just as long as the franchise has been around.
Well, I mean, I think, number one, it's a credit to the scouting staff. And I think that, you know, especially for the kids that don't get drafted, to be able to identify those kids that we have as draftables, that we're able to recruit and get them to sign here. And, you know, I think, you know, other than that, I don't know that, you know, I think the confidence of CFAs coming here, because they know that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're drafted or a CFA, we're going to keep the best football players. Well, I mean, I think there's always a toughness that you want to bring, a toughness and attitude, and I want them to be proud of what they're doing and take their defense and take it in their hands and, you know, be the best defense that they can. And I think that, you know, we've got the ability to. But I think there's a toughness that you bring on the defensive side that, you know, creates that identity.
When you were winning Super Bowls, your defense, you were playing ahead a lot. That team rushed. They got a lot of takeaways. I mean, there's peripheral stats were a little messed up. Teams pass so much because you guys are leading. But can you see see a team like that where you can be aggressive and get takeaways?
Well, we're always looking to get takeaways, and I think that, you know, pressure, and, you know, if you can, especially in the passing game, especially with, you know, especially with the way we played last year, we're playing it ahead, you know, to be able to get those the pass rush is going to create more turnovers. And so, you know, that's what we'd like to do. And, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
A few more for John. John, you said you were surprised when Pat said this one's for you. Nobody else was surprised. Were you, I mean, you didn't expect him to do that?
No.
When this?
No, I didn't. I mean, you know, heck, I threw for 130 yards. So, yeah, I didn't.
Joe said that he had a mandate of how he wanted things to be done. What's that mean to people?
Well, I mean, the mandate is, you know, the competitive fire, to be competitive and do the things that, you know, you know, continue to win football games. I mean, that's what he is. He's a competitive guy, you know, but that the thing is to continue with the resources that he gives us and be smart with the resources and be mindful of, you know, what we're spending on that's on especially on the football side, is that's what he wanted. He wanted a winning football team.
You mentioned what, like, a competitive guy has been. Surely that's part of success here. What was the mic after a loss? Was he a guy that you knew he was
going to
be
watching? No, but he always wanted to know what happened and, you know, what we thought about the game. So, I mean, he was a guy that I was able to spend a lot of time with as far as dinners at his house, you know, and then dinners on the road with him when I was in this position to be able to spend time with him. And, I mean, he's a gentle, great-hearted man. It's really a very giving person that is, you know, sometimes misunderstood because of the nature and his shyness, but really truly is a tremendous guy to be around, and not only is a tremendous boss, but I look at him too as you know, a tremendous friend. And you know, I hope he can be around here as much as possible.
Last question, Lindsay.
What sort of relationship do you have with his children, and how will you kind of keep them involved in this transition process, and hopefully get one of them ready to?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's I know all of them, and I've spent time around them, watched them grow up, and so you know, and so I know all of them quite well, and so. You know, we'll see how that happens. I don't know what the process is going to be. I know that, you know, our focus is going to be on the football side, and you know, my relationship with them is not going to change of what it's been before, and you know, we'll just see how everything goes.
Okay.